This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Christians turned out in record numbers Tuesday, and their votes went mostly for Donald Trump. Several issues gave incentive, ranging from Donald Trump's promised selection of judges to his views on abortion funding. And that doesn't mention Hillary Clinton's indifference to derogatory labeling of Christians and her view of conscience rights, reflected in her comments demanding that Christians change their beliefs about abortion. Post-election grief is tangible among abortion advocates. Many now see the reversal of pro-abortion court rulings as a distinct possibility. Rooted in the despair at this prospect is the belief that abortion somehow sets women free. Pro-life advocates will do well to help others connect the dots between racism, eugenics, and the obligations that abortion places on women for both sexual behaviors and medical risks. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Tuesday's election was sealed when Pennsylvania electoral delegates fell in the column for Donald Trump. Crossover Trump votes in the typically blue state may have also given pro-life Pat Toomey a second term in the U.S. Senate. Toomey had been targeted by Democrats in the battle for Senate leadership. Pro-life bills may now advance under GOP leadership. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.